always encourage our owners, whenever they list a property with us, to keep an open mind in terms of applications. And we would always encourage people with pets, as long as the property was appropriate for the pet, to come along and have a look at the property and definitely apply.
When applying for a rental property, should pet owners look to prepare any additional documentation, such as something like a pet reference, to help with that application?
We encourage all applicants to include as much detail in their application as possible. So definitely, if you're applying for a property and you do have a pet, any additional information that you can provide is of benefit. I did have a case recently where they sent a photograph of the pet and a written reference from the previous landlord that was obviously very positive. I forwarded that to my owner and we were able to get that application approved. Our owner may have approved that application anyway, but it certainly didn't hurt to have that. So anything that they can do to bolster their application to look favourable to a landlord certainly helps.
So things like vet records and vaccination histories would also perhaps come in helpful there as well?
I would say so. I think more than anything, it demonstrates that you're an owner that cares about your pet and that you're a responsible owner. I also ask people how often, like if it's a dog, how often they walk their dog, because a dog's likely to be far less destructive at a property. If they've got an owner that gives it regular exercise, then we pass that information back to our landlord as well. So we certainly do all we can to get applications that we feel are suitable with a suitable pet for the property approved.
Our landlords, I guess you've kind of answered it a little bit in the previous questions, but are landlords usually happy to accommodate pets, or are some against pets, or do you find that it's almost like a 50-50 type of split?
I would say it's definitely a mixture of both. I would say that a minority of landlords would be, regardless of any information that we present, regardless of the type of pet, they're just against having a pet at the property. We get a lot that are happy to have a cat. Dogs can be a little bit trickier, certainly if the property is just not dog suitable. Like if it's an apartment, we do get applications where we've even had owners approve a dog in an apartment. But if there's not a suitable outdoor space, then we probably try and look at finding a more suitable property for those tenants.
So for things like an apartment, then the landlord would probably be more likely to look at the breed of the dog in order to help their decision-making process.
Absolutely. So if it's got a small outdoor space and it's a small dog, then that would certainly be something that they would look at. So it's making sure that the type of property is suitable, that they're going to be housing the dog in an appropriate environment. And that's something that we as agents feel that that's our ethical obligation as well, to make sure that the pet's going to be housed in a suitable environment.
Now, for people that are renting currently but may not own pets but are wanting to adopt or perhaps become a foster carer or something along those lines, how could they go about getting the approval to have an animal come into the home after the rental agreement's been approved? How can they get that approval from their landlord?
Yeah, so we would just encourage that, all lines of communication very open and very transparent. If a tenant's circumstances change and they want to either adopt a pet, have it short-term, long-term, whatever their circumstances are, then we would just encourage that they put that in writing to us in an email of what their intentions are, and then we would obviously speak to the owner. I've had owners in the past be very hesitant. Once we explain what the breed is, I think that can have a bearing, and certainly the age of a pet. I think a lot of owners, once we explain to them, if the pet's a little bit older, that they're going to be far less destructive than hypothetically a little puppy. So we also get tenants to sign what we refer to as a pet clause, which basically assume that they sign off that they assume full responsibility for the pet in the property. If the pet was to do any damage, etc., that would be at the tenant's responsibility, and they would be responsible for either compensating the owner or repairing the damage.
And finally, what other advice would you give to pet owners looking for a rental property out there to help them with their process?
I would encourage anyone that has a pet that's looking for a rental property to speak to your property manager, be really honest, provide as much information as you can about the pet. I actually think the breed and the age of the pet is something that's really important. Most people will put down what type of dog it is or what type of cat it is, but I think particularly with a dog, I think the age is really relevant, and that gives us further information that we can take back to our owners. and anything at all that can help support their application surrounding the pet, like you mentioned, if it's vaccinated, if it gets regularly walked, etc., I think is important, because it demonstrates that the person that owns the pet is a responsible pet owner.